Hi, I'm here at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, and with me today is a special guest. How about you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Bob Webb.
Okay, and your game is in this special booth or showcase, or can you talk more about that?
Yeah, so we're part of the Indie Mega Booth showcase at GDC, and they were kind of getting a bunch of the independent developers who either wouldn't have had a chance to come to GDC to be able to come and show their games and be able to talk to people in the industry as well, and to build networking connections and kind of get a foot up, whereas normally a lot of indies kind of die in obscurity.
Yeah. And what game has gotten there?
So our game is called Tetropolis, which is really kind of a strange genre mashing of Tetris, Metroid, and Castlevania, which is the Tetroidvania is the term we coined to describe it.
And how did you come up with the idea? Can you talk more about the prototyping process and, you know, how you decided on this idea versus others?
So originally the idea of a Tetroidvania was a joke. We were pitching around ideas for it to prototype for our first product since we founded the studio about a year ago. And the idea of a Tetroidvania was just so ridiculous, we laughed at it and then just moved on to something else. And eventually over time, we kept coming back to the concept of a Tetroidvania. And like, what kind of game would it actually be? Like, what would a Tetris mashed with a Castlevania Metroid be? And one night, eventually I decided, hey, you know what? I've got a really kind of absurd idea. I'm just going to prototype it out in an hour. And after we got the prototype out and we're playing it, we're like, okay, this is actually really fun. We should make it into a whole game.
And what was the process after that to design it into a full game?
Well, most of the design around a Metroidvania is kind of figuring out how you're going to have that gated progression and having a character progression as well over time. And with the whole concept of a Tetroidvania, we decided that you're going to play as a Tetromino, as a little shape, in a world that's obsessed with Tetris. And actually, you're this little shape that comes off of a factory line that's misshapen and imperfect. We decided, all right, well, maybe we can do some cool stuff with having the shape that's discolored or having missing pieces and having the shape change into different Tetris shapes. And eventually, over time, it kind of morphed into this whole idea of let's have all these abilities associated with the different shapes you can change into that are either like being able to jump higher or kill enemies faster or move faster on top of this sort of a crazy idea we had halfway through the designing this game was, what if we make the map a puzzle, like make it a whole Tetris puzzle itself, so each of the rooms are actually Tetromino shapes that you can move around and connect and kind of create your own pathways. And that just sort of expanded out from there into how many things we could do with this in regards to a puzzle design.
And how close are you to being releasing it and having it done?
So we're probably about a year away from an actual release. We're maybe 30% through the game. A lot of the gameplay has been prototyped. And this is the first time we've actually shown the game to the public, so we're getting a lot of feedback from the other developers here. It's been really great for getting really specific feedback of, oh, this is kind of feels a little weird. You can try these tricks to make it better. And it's just continuing on to finishing, scoping out the rest of the project.
What have been the most interesting suggestions that maybe you wouldn't have gotten had you not come to the Game Developers Conference in terms of improving your game?
Well, a lot of it has to do with like kind of how the player feels and plays. We have a kind of a physics-based mechanics for moving around. We play as a square.
Sure.
So we have forces that are applied to a square. You kind of tumble around. It's a little clumsy, but you get used to it, and it's kind of fun to play with. And we've had some really great suggestions on how to make it be a little more responsive, kind of smooth, and feel a lot more rewarding, and have it feel like the game is working with you rather than against you.
So, I mean, how would you make it more responsive? Just change the velocity or acceleration, or is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of little tweaks we can do, and a lot of platformers, the air control is really important. So when you jump in the air, being able to change your direction is it's very, very key, especially if you're going to try to do something that's more of a technical platform.
And what what development tool did you use to make this game?
So this is all done in Unity 3D. And we're just using the most of the built-in Unity stuff. It's all stock. And it's a 3D platformer, but done obviously on a 2D plane. So you're only really seeing you're playing on one the XY plane. While you have lots of depth.
Did you look into using Unity 2D, or did you just use normal 3D camera?
When we started a year ago,
yeah, good point.
Yeah, they didn't have the 2D engine. So I think when I originally prototyped it, I always kind of saw it as a 3D game, even despite the fact that we were actually working on 2D games at the time too.
So now that you have one more year to finish this, are you going to be doing other games while you're doing this? How do you stay focused to actually get that last, you know, the last mile done?
Yeah, for now, we're pretty focused on this. And I think as we go on and can get sort of more and mature in development, we're going to start to come up with other ideas. We've been building tiny prototypes all the time. There may be a week where we're just tired of working on the game and we'll just go and do a jam and try to jam out a couple of ideas. And we may end up having another project ready in line when this one's already complete and ready to be out the door.
And once it's done, are you going to release it commercially? Is it going to be freeware? What's your plan for that?
So the plan right now is, because it's on made out of Unity, we have the option of doing PC, Mac, and Linux very easy. So obviously like a Steam release would be ideal, the install base. Yeah. Though we've also have kind of thought of the possibility of self-publishing either on the Xbox, depending on how those actually pan out.
And what about mobile? Do you even care about that, or do you feel this is going to be appropriate?
I've actually built a game for Android, and it will run on Android. It, of course, requires more performance enhancements, but it is definitely a possibility.
Great. And where can listeners then find out more information about your game? If you have a developer's blog or something else where they can get a better feel for it and keep up to date on what's going on?
So we have a Twitter for our studio, which is at NextGenPants, just NextGenPants. And pretty much the URL for our studio site is the same thing, just .com. So nextgenpants.com.
Okay.
And from on there, you can find all the information you need.
Thank you very much.